another. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're talking to talk show host and also author of a book that's a bestseller now, Thieves in the Temple, America Under the Federal Reserve System, Andre Eglashon. And we're going to be taking your calls. Andre, before we go back to the calls, I wanted to talk about several separate issues. China and Russia are doing joint war games right now. An official Russian news agency says for drills to, quote, invade Taiwan. Bush says, hey, go ahead. Won't even invite Taiwan to his swearing-in ceremony. Every other country was invited. At the very same time, we have our government helping to arm all these different countries, like North Korea and Pakistan, but they want to invade the Middle East, saying that they're a threat. Your take on that?
Well, I can tell you this. It's impossible to understand the organization of our foreign policy in the 21st century without taking into account this meteoric rise of China. Their ascension to the World Trade Organization was called the biggest coming out party in the history of capitalism. As a matter of fact, Goldman Sachs has said that in 40 years, China's economy is going to overtake the economy of the United States. And in 10 years, they're going to be able to overtake the world's capacity to be able to produce base metals, food, even luxury goods. Right now, China's consuming about 40% of the world's cement, 31% of the coal, 25% of the aluminum, about 30% of the iron ore, 27% of all the steel produced in the world, and about 70% of the world's crude. Now, this is a problem because our corporations and these banks who seek to increase their fees on transnational mergers and acquisitions, as particularly as it pertains to China, you know, how can we continue to exploit the industrialization of China without committing suicide, because they're in direct competition with the West for these resources.
The average American isn't going to have money to buy anything from the Chinese.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, sooner or later, just like you pointed out, I mean, living on these credit cards, living on the equity in our homes, it's going to run out. And the Chinese banks, the Bank of China, has loaned money to every province there to try to assuage the nationalistic desire to have their own steel mill, their own car manufacturing plant, without any prudent guard for risk assessment. And they are overextended. We are looking at a global meltdown very, very shortly. So the American people had better take evasive maneuvers. We'd better position ourselves, because 2004 was an impactful year, but 2005 promises to be a very decisive year in world economics. We'd better position ourselves for the coming adjustments.
Meanwhile, we see a police state being set up here in America. Long before 9/11, they were erecting it. And the question is, if we've put up with all this tyranny up until now, and we haven't been violent against it, why is the government setting up the riot police, the emergency camps? What is it they've got planned that's so horrible that they know people are going to riot en masse?
One more event like 9/11 would be too much for this country to handle. Besides that, if you've read the report from Iron Mountain, which was issued back in the 1960s, you know that they have plans that have been long in place to deal with a population, a disaffected population during peacetime and during wartime. And one of the solutions, along with the reinstitution of slavery, which is would be in some form consistent with the modern political process, would be these mass internment camps, and mass incarcerations of people, suspension of the Constitution, suspension of the will of Congress and the American people. And all of this has been provided to the President because of the National Security Act of 1947.
And a month ago, Congress passed the Doomsday Bill, giving up their authority to the executive.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, you know, like I said, when we created the National Security Act in 1947, what began at that particular time as a civilian advisory committee to the president has now become the command post for covert black operations to be backdoored out of the White House. And they're not even backdooring them anymore. They're doing it right in front of our faces.
Alberto Gonzalez has said the executive makes all the laws now and runs everything. Diametrically opposed to a free society. And they're behind the terrorism, giving you the crisis so they can offer you the solution. Total slavery. Your calls and more news straight ahead.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
We've all heard about the benefits of infrared light therapy, but never have we heard of anything as amazing as this. Diamedics, the leading authority on polychromatic infrared diode therapy in the U.S., now offers its patented Painex 2000 to the public. The Painex 2000 uses the same technology NASA uses aboard the space shuttle and the same technology used by the Navy SEALs. Now it's available to you. The Painex 2000 is FDA cleared for joint aches and pains, increases circulation, and relaxes those achy muscles. Diamedics is literally written the book on polychromatic infrared diode therapy. Using five different wavelengths in the Painex 2000 has made it the most advanced infrared light therapy product on the market today. With over 12 different models to choose from, there's a Painex 2000 device for everyone. Visit Diamedics.com. That's Diomedics.com. Or get your free catalog today by calling toll-free 888-972-4699. Again, your free catalog, toll-free 888-972-4699.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We're talking to Andre Eglishan. We're taking your calls. The last segment, we talked about a global pandemic financial meltdown, which, again, we have the IMF and World Bank documents. They do this by design. We always knew this. With the Great Depression, which, again, most major economists admit was engineered now, back in the 1929 that went on for roughly 10 years. And it's all about consolidation. It's not free market. I use the term mercantilism. We talked about this yesterday, where a tiny elite, through government power, controls how the economy is set up, and they design it to create a larger serf or slave mass, while liquidating middle class. Now, talking about the national draft, I have an article here from today from the Associated Press where they're talking about how the Army is having to change its assessments. What they'll do is every year they can't get their recruits in the Army, the Navy, even the Marine Corps. The only group that can get their recruits now is the Air Force, because they don't see a lot of frontline combat. And so they get permission to then lower, before the numbers come out, and they do this publicly, lower the numbers, saying, okay, well, we just lowered our target then by 50%, so, oh, we got the recruits we needed. Now, the Pentagon told the White House they needed 400,000 to 500,000 troops to take Iraq and to hold Iraq. There's about 150,000 there right now. Only about 50,000 of those are actually combat troops. The place is falling apart. It's basically an open civil war. We passed months ago the 1,500 mark. They don't count you as a troop that died in theater, even if you died on the helicopter flying you out of the DMZ. So they're also cooking those numbers. And, Andre, they've got a bunch of bills introduced for a national draft. The Pentagon has said they need it. They've set up the draft boards again. The Selective Service had its funds doubled last year. They're running ads telling everybody to sign up, even women. I see them engineering the draft, but calling it national service after the next big terrorist attack. Andre?
Wholeheartedly. I mean, there's no way the United States can continue to advance its foreign policy goals without instituting a draft at some point. You know, this all goes back to the Roosevelt Doctrine when Roosevelt basically decided, you know, most people have forgotten, we were the number one exporter of oil during World War II. As a matter of fact, we sold Adolf Hitler most of his gas and oil. Roosevelt decided, look, we're going to run out of our oil first, so let's go ahead and find a surrogate oil-producing country and use them. So up comes the House of Saud. We create this alliance with them. Then the Eisenhower Doctrine comes along, which says that we're going to use military force in order to defend this. And that doctrine pretty much was fortified in the administration of Jimmy Carter when he said, let me make myself perfectly clear. Any outside force seeking to gain control of the Persian Gulf region will be regarded as an assault upon the United States of America, and such an assault will be repelled by any means necessary, including military force. So what you have here is all of the leading industrialized nations of the world are all jockeying in position for the resources, the oil particularly, in West Africa, in Central Asia, in South America.
It's the new colonialism.
Absolutely. I mean, we're pumping tons of money into the Colombian government in their fight against the leftist guerrillas. You have Chavez down in Venezuela saying that, look, the United States wants to kill me. And you've got all of these leading industrialized nations with implementing very deceptive diplomatic policies in these areas that are already highly destabilized. If a spark goes off around this powder keg, we're in World War III for real, okay? And then they're going to have to institute a draft because, I mean, you can't pull enough troops out of Europe and reallocate them to these various theaters to be able to carry out this campaign. And the Chinese have already said, I mean, the People's Liberation Army of China and their leader, Cao Liang, already said that there's going to be a war over these resources, and we intend to win it. Now, we have militarized China. They have put a lot of ordinances along the borders of Taiwan. The world right now, Alex, is a powder keg, and there's no way we're going to be able to continue to advance our foreign policy interests in the way in which they're being advanced under the Bush administration without creating a war.
China last week passed a resolution authorizing the invasion of Taiwan, and right now Russia's doing a war game drill with them to invade.
Absolutely, and you know the rationale that Europe and the Soviets have tried to sell to the American people and to people generally in the West is that, look, we have to sell these ordinances to China. They're mostly obsolete. The Clinton administration sold missiles over there, and in spite of the talk about lifting the arms embargo, that's a carrot that Europe is dangling before China's face to get them to have some momentum towards the euro and away from the dollar as a reserve currency, which is another strategic threat to America.
And if China does that, it all implodes.
Oh, it all implodes. The whole world's economy is done. And this is what Europe, and particularly Russia, with Putin's momentum towards the establishment of a Eurasian Economic Union, is trying to bring
about. Well, that's
what
they said. They said, we're going to create a Russian-Europe-based New World Order.
That's right.
And that's why the operation they're running right now is called Commonwealth 2005.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's get above this, though, and go to the next level of the pyramid, then we're going to calls.
Okay.
If you look at who owns Russia's six big oligarchs, it's come out. Lord Rothschild is the secret signatory and real owner of these six companies. That's BBC News. You look at who owns this country's stocks. It's predominantly British families. That's Forbes. And when you look at it, though, they act like there's this bipolar world between Russia, Europe, and the U.S., when in reality, though, it's the same group that Dr. Tanya Karajnaya, the chief economist in Russia, called the death set or the order of death. Now, she's not talking about skull and bones alone, folks. In my studies, when you really look at this, you find out it is a global, and Andre, I don't know where you stand on this, but this is what my new film covers. This is the truth. I can prove it conclusively. It is literally a group of Nazi devil worshippers, I'm serious, that control this thing and are ushering in what they call World War IV. They call World War the Cold War, World War III, that are ushering in this worldwide economic military cataclysm. Out of that, they say the people will beg for a world government.
You know, I can tell you this, that what we are under is a global socialist dictatorship, and it's being dictated by very powerful banking interests and very powerful corporate interests, no question about it. It's being dictated by the ruling class elite, and I'm calling it socialism because what else can you call it when, take for instance right here in our country with the mortgage industry and all of these other government security enterprises, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac. These countries have, these companies have the fiscal foundation of a house of cards. And they continue to facilitate these, they continue to broker these mortgages, and they know they don't have the fiscal base to do it. But they've got Big Brother there waiting in the wings to bail them out. Now, I submit to you that that's socialism. It's a transfer of wealth from the hands of the poor into these big brokerage houses that are running the mortgage industry amok. Now, they're doing this on a global scale. And it doesn't matter about your country. People must understand that these guys don't have a sense of nationalism, patriotism,
well, you
or
said
humanism.
Something. I mean, I think you had a subconscious slip, which is correct. You call these corporations countries. Of the 100 richest countries, what, 45 of them are corporations?
You got that right.
So these corporations are bigger than most governments. They pay off and control our governments. And so when the world says, oh, America is taking over, no, America has been captured, hijacked. You know, when a big ship starts running over other little boats, you don't blame the ship, you blame the captain.
You know something, Alex, if we can't see that, take for instance this Social Security thing, if we can't see that this is a pipeline to the benefactors of these politicians in Washington, D.C. to put money in their coffers.
They've already been stealing the money. Now they're just going to take all of it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. They want it all.
Let's go ahead and take some calls here. Up next here in, let's go ahead and talk to James in Delaware. James, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello. How are you?
Good.
Good. My question stems from an article I actually pulled off of Infowars.com dealing with Asia and Russia dumping sizable dollar amounts. Or dumping dollars in sizable chunks.
Yeah, they're going to the euro or the Arab dinar.
Yes. And China also calculating when to best dump the dollar for the yuan or unpeg it from the yuan.
Well, Japan has always been the bulwark, the chief owner of dollars. They're now starting to dump.
Now, what will this do to the American economy if the central banks switch over and diversify more?
They'll just print money even faster. We'll have even more inflation, and the news will tell you there's no inflation. Andre?
I agree with you wholeheartedly. I mean, the primary lump in fiscal regulation internationally is the U.S. housing market right now. And if China refuses to finance these huge deficits, and if they could refuse to continue to finance Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, we're going to see that lump absolutely leveled, unless the Federal Reserve begins to pump money into the money supply and hyperinflate the dollar. Alan Greenspan told the House Budget Committee that he didn't see any evidence whatsoever that the Chinese were even considering a movement towards the euro replacing the dollar as their currency reserve.
But they said they have, and they've already moved 7%.
Absolutely.
I mean, the value of the dollar, correct?
I don't know why he said that, but, I mean, you take a monkey and knock his brains out with a 26-ounce hammer, he should be able to see that. I mean, he talks about the yield curve conundrum, and he knows and he understands this relationship of the yield curve on the 10-year bond note to our housing markets, but he doesn't see any chance that China made attempt to, even for the sake of diversification, move out of the dollar.
But China, last time I checked, had already moved 7% into euros.
That's right.
Now, this will devalue the dollar.
They would destroy the dollar.
Sir, the dollar. Listen.
Now, would this be the catalyst involved?
Let me stop you. Hey, sir, I'm going to answer your question.
Sure.
The dollar has been devalued by 44% in the last 3 years against the euro. The euro was at 88 to 89 cents.
It was 81 cents for every dollar in November of 2001.
Yeah. Well, the point is that it's over 44%.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's already devalued.
Now, would this be the catalyst, when they actually switch to currency to diversify more, would this be a catalyst to the American people, a depression that would enable the government to force us into these concentration camps? Would that be the...
Well, they're not going to be called camps. I have the Times of London yesterday. They're called rest and relocation centers.
Yes, I've found...
And this is for your safety, sir. And you're going to have to work. I mean, you've got to work to feed everybody. If you're lazy, we can't put up with that. These aren't camps. These are rest and relocation centers, sir. Stay there. We'll talk about it on the other side. Quickly. because I want to get to everybody else. Art and Dean and Ray and everybody else, stay with us.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand, achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of the U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book along with a silver dollar for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I've been using Avacor now for 4 months, and it's a great product. They back everything with a money-back guarantee. It works.
My hair hasn't looked this good in over 15 years.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Even if hair loss runs in the family, Avacor can help you regrow your own natural hair. Call 1-800-548-5910. That's 1-800-548-5910. Call now for your free month supply. Call 1-800-548-5910. That's 1-800-548-5910.
On February 29, 1892, the United States of America's Supreme Court declared us a Christian nation. However, over recent years, for the last three decades, there's been a deliberate war on Christianity in America to wipe out our heritage from the minds of our people. The First Amendment to the Constitution guarantees us religious freedom, and yet it's under attack today. We would like to send you a one-year absolutely free subscription to Newswatch magazine that gives you the background of what is happening in America. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by for an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine.
Globalist. The social architects, the controllers, are very good at, after they create a crisis, they then suddenly will engage in a terror attack or blame it on some foreign enemy to take all of your anger and misdirect it. So right after an economic crash or right before it, you'll have a huge terrorist attack. Then they'll pull out the stops, cause the implosion, and you'll all wave plastic flags made in China by slaves and march out and think that you're fighting Al-Qaeda. And it'll be work camps, work brigades, like the, you know, like what Franklin Delano Roosevelt did. But they'll have to be men with machine guns guarding the camp because there might be terrorists that plan to attack it. And then if you refuse to work at these big work camps, or if you're in debt and part of one of these debtor camps they're openly talking about, then we're going to have to lock you up. And I've been to Marine Corps drills where they're drilling for American cities, putting people in camps. Newsmax found the documents a few years ago about 3 1-million-man camps in public bidding for these. I mean, this is going on. They're gearing up for it. The question is why. They've been gearing up for decades. And if we expose them, they may not be as confident and may not go ahead with this. Now, I want to go to all your calls. We got to hurry here. James, finish what you're saying in 15 seconds. Go ahead.
Yes, I see the next terrorist attack as, or a perceived terrorist attack, would be the dumping of the dollar by other countries, destroying our dollar, sold to the American people as a financial terror attack or an equivalent of a nuclear first strike.
Well, Bush says he wants a weak dollar. So, again, this is part of a larger global plan. Thanks for the call. Andre?
I agree with you. The Fed, I mean, the question is, why haven't we seen more sobriety? I mean, these low interest rates, the easy money and the loose credit, they're nothing but the fuel of asset bubbles. And we've gone from a production economy to a service economy to an economic environment of multiple asset bubbles. Now, the Fed is now beginning to swing the pendulum the other way, and there have been 11 rate hikes in the last 50 years. None of them have achieved the soft landing that they've been looking for.
And they tell us that NAFTA and GATT would be great. Now they're going to expand it with Free Trade Area of the Americas. You know, everything they say is great, folks. Has it been great?
I tell you, the first area we can look to be hit is probably going to be the financial sector. And then after that, you're going to see the junk bonds are going to get hit, real estate, the bubble's going to pop. I mean, we are headlong into an economic perfect storm.
Unbelievable. Let's go ahead and go to Art in Michigan. Art, you're on the air with our guest. Go ahead.
Yes. I'm holding Andre's book in my hand, and I have nothing. If I said thumbs up, that'd be a misstatement, because it's arms up with palms flat out towards the creator of heaven and earth. And I'm aware of McFadden's book of the 30s and Charles Lindbergh's of the infamous 1913 and A Creature from Jekyll Island and all of that. But I have to say this for Andre, that he hooks it up to where the real power and authority is. Okay, he hooks it up scripturally. And let me just use this for a springboard. A few minutes ago, or I guess an hour and a half ago, but it's the best hour and a half I've ever hung onto a phone. But anyway, it was mentioned about the new speak or the so using old terms, and the devil speaks on him, or reveals himself. But I was surprised, Alex, you sort of missed this, as sharp and as quick and as whatever you are, that the spaceship Nebuchadnezzar was in the Matrix. You remember that? Neo, mm-hmm. And on there?
Mm-hmm.
Well, see, it's the old dualism, the match and merge. Now, there are people in this cause, or I say because there's money in it. And then there's people in it for the cause of righteousness. And I count Alex and Andre.
Well, for those that,
I count you both in that book.
For those that just joined us, so it doesn't sound completely off the charts, you're talking about occult names in movies and culture, and all the names of the spacecraft in NASA are occultic. And I mean, is that what you're bringing up?
Amen. Hallelujah. You got it right on.
Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you for the call. I appreciate those fine comments. And for those that want to get the book, you can call 800-686-2237 to get a copy of it for $14.95, 800-686-2237, or go to GCNlive.com and click on the Secure Shopping Cart, and you'll find Andre's book, Thieves in the Temple, America Under the Federal Reserve System. Now, let's go to Dean in Wisconsin. Dean, go ahead.
Yeah, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Dino from Wisconsin. I haven't called you in a couple of years, my friend. Been a long time.
Well, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
I remember talking a couple of years ago when I first heard about you, but I just have four quick things. You know, the problem we have today, gentlemen, is that we love good, right? You love good, don't you, AJ and Andre? We're going to start hating evil. And we need to start hating evil people. It's not being done. That's reality.
Well, I mean, if I just hated evil, I'd burn out. I fight because I love my family.
Exactly.
I think that's a greater power source.
There you go. And point number two, the thieves in the temple.
Well, just stay there. I'll let you finish up on the other side, Dean. Then we'll go to Tim and many others that are holding. 800-259-9231. PrisonPlanet.tv is the website. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Diabetics worldwide are experiencing tremendous success in lowering blood sugar and blood pressure. Attention diabetics and health-conscious Americans, your body is starving for nutrients. And now there's an exciting new scientific breakthrough making inorganic vitamins and minerals obsolete. Food Matrix technology is breakthrough science, achieving dramatic results for thousands of people. 100% money-back guarantee. Food Matrix will help improve your health, especially diabetics. See the toxic conspiracy video at www.sugarbalance.org. Sugarbalance.org. The U.S. 9th District Court ruled that Food Matrix is better for maintaining vibrant health than our present inorganic vitamin and mineral supplements. The Nobel Prize-winning science of Food Matrix has created an organic formula providing you the vital nutrients you need. Diabetics worldwide are experiencing lower blood sugar and blood pressure, but it's not just for diabetics. Young and old can experience the power of organic Food Matrix supplements. 100% money-back guarantee. See the toxic conspiracy video at www.sugarbalance.org. Sugarbalance.org.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, we've been loading phone lines since the start of the broadcast like we do each day, and I'm really going to give each caller about a minute, then Andre about 30 seconds to answer, because I want to try to cram a bunch of people in here at the end, the last 26 minutes, 26 and a half minutes. We've got left here, so have your questions and comments ready. Be quick, please, to be fair to others. Before we go back to Andre and to all of the callers that are patiently holding at 800-259-9231, you can call in when you hear somebody hang up. Before we do that, again, I want to tell you, because we're getting some calls, you know, what's that number? I missed it. Again, Andre Eglishon takes you on a captivating and electrifying journey through the evolution of America's experiments with privately owned central banks in his powerful new book, Thieves of the Temple, America Under the Federal Reserve System. This book brings us face to face with the fact that in 1913, America allowed a few greedy men to unconstitutionally privatize the issuance of our money credit and enact a usury-based monetary law, creating a system of perpetually exploiting debt, expanding debt, and ultimately destroying America's once proud economic sovereignty. And it goes into the IMF and World Bank today, how they operate. It's really an excellent book, and I hope that you'll get a copy of it at $14.95. You can call the toll-free number to get this book, 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237, and you can get it by linking through on the web at GCNLive.com. Just click on the Secure Safe Shopping Cart at GCNLive.com. You can find Thieves in the Temple, America Under the Federal Reserve System at GCNLive.com or by calling 800-686-2237. And then last but not least, before we go back to Andre and a busload of calls, my most powerful film that's 100% documented is Martial Law 9/11 Rise of the Police State. You can instantly watch it by going to PrisonPlanet.tv and my other 11 films and dozens of other films, my book, Paul Wasson's book, my weekly TV show, my best radio audio interviews, 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions. You get 3 months free when you sign up for a year. Just try out a monthly subscription if you're online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Martial Law. Of course, hard copies are now shipping of it, are now shipping out. Martial Law covers the latest police state information. It covers who really carried out 9/11. It covers the occult elite that controls this worldwide banking system. And then the film ends, 2 hours, 35 minutes long, with Bush being sworn in and engaging in treason and violating his oath of office, because we show you for the last 10 minutes how he systematically is dismantling the Bill of Rights and Constitution for his masters. It is so important. The reviews have been just overwhelmingly 100% positive. If you want to write a negative one for it, go send one to the review section of PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll post it. But out of over 100 reviews we've gotten, we posted like 50 of them. We got to post the rest. Not one has been negative. So go to PrisonPlanet.tv to watch the new film. Or call toll-free to get a hard copy of Martial Law or any of my films at 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And the film is $25.95, three films in one. Again, 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704, or 888-253-3139, or order via the Safe Secure Shopping Carts at InfoWars.com. Going back to Andre. Andre, let's go straight back into the calls. Real fast, finish your points, Dean, in Wisconsin.
Yeah, just one minute yet. I got two comments on a question yet. You know, the thieves in the temple, gentlemen, are the biggest ones, are the national evangelists think Christians are Christian. Who think he's a Christian? Well, he's not.
Okay. People think Bush is a Christian. We'll comment on that next.
And the other thing is the draft. Well, he won't be drafting my son. He's 16. I got a daughter of 14 and a son 9. Sorry, folks, but I'm going to resist that. And my question is this. I'm out of work, people. 3.5 years without a job, trying to find some employment. I have no idea where my next bus is coming from, and I'm not a happy camper. I try to be a civil person, but, you know, beyond that, here's my question. Is it true, I talked to Butch, Paul, Alex, and Andre, you can comment on this, is it true that the Homeland Security now and also the Patriot One Act 1 and 2 are also being instigated under the, you know, into the hiring practices of companies?
Yes, it is. Thank you for the call. Andre, comments.
Well, he's absolutely right to be concerned about his employment situation because, as I was talking about earlier, our country, the country that we love, America, is going to undergo the self-same gangsterification that we see in the Caribbean right now. And in terms of the Christians being, Christianity has been co-opted once before, many times before, in order to advance an imperialistic agenda.
The entire Bible. The entire Bible warns people about false prophets.
Absolutely.
Unbelievable. Now, he was bringing up the fact that, is it true that Homeland Security is going to control the hiring processes? Yes, Ridge has said it. They've all said it. Hundreds of private indexes run by convicted, cocaine dealers. They put innocent people's names, over now 400,000. I've been saying 350,000 innocent people in these databases, Andre.
Well, it could very well be. I mean, we saw it already with so many people being incarcerated after 9/11, having not been charged with a crime, denied the right to counsel. The Patriot Act is a grand compromise to our civil liberty in this country, and it should be something that our elected representatives should be squawking about.
But
no question about it.
They've said on record, and it's in this new national ID card bill where you've got to be in good graces with them once they finally get it in place to have a job.
Pretty much. I mean, you know, Revelation, the 13th chapter, says it all. I mean, you won't be able to buy or sell unless you receive that mark. You know, I see that mark as a mindset. You look up the word mark in the dictionary, it means to characterize, as the 19th century was characterized by the Industrial Revolution. So if your mind can be characterized by someone who is indulging in the relentless pursuit of gain and indulgence, then you have that mark of the beast. Now, it may have a physical counterpart as well, but I think that the greater mark is a person whose conscience is marked by greed.
Well,
and
what is,
no matter what the cost.
What is? Well, I agree. What is the Antichrist? He is the opposite of Christ in his actions, but his rhetoric is very close to what Christ says. He is a counterfeit. And so Christ says, do unto others as you have them do unto you. Christ says, love your neighbor as yourself, lay down your life. Today, these yuppies and people think by only caring about themselves, by only, so what, it's all about me. They think that creates a climate where they're going to do well. And that works for a while, but then everybody becomes a parasite. And you talk about the gangsterification, that's the implosion.
You got that right. I mean, one of the principles of free market corporate liberalism in the world today is that people are naturally greedy, and that this is good for the economy, for the global economy. I beg to differ with them. You know, we talk about the free market as if it has no negative aspects to it, but it really, really does. I mean, when we say that the GDP, for instance, is the best measurement of progress, the GDP doesn't calculate into volunteerism and so forth.
It should be savings. It should be savings and personal wealth.
Absolutely. So, you know, the free market ideology has a lot of negative baggage right along with it. So as we endorse free market capitalism, we should be mindful of that.
That's because it's not really free market capitalism.
That's right.
Let's go ahead and take another call. Got to move quick here, folks. Let's talk to Tim in Ohio. Tim, go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Hello.
Hello, Andre. I was hoping you could talk a bit, if it's come up on your radar, the Depository Trust Corporation in New York and its correlation to the Independent Treasury Act of 1921 and the Federal Reserve.
Yeah, explain to them what that institution does.
Well, the Treasury Department, basically, what they do is they actually print the money, and they actually issue the money. It is the depositing house for all government assets. It's where Social Security has gone. And it's one general fund there that Congress has actually been extracting money from, wherein we think that there are a bunch of separate accounts that are set up for aid and development and Social Security and all the other things that the government is doing. It's all coming out of one general fund. This was a mistake. It's a counterpart. It's the sister organization to the Federal Reserve System.
Now, they're using all of these social organizations set up within the states also to siphon money from the
absolutely
states into that as well.
Well, let me add a point here, too. This is what all this federally controlled money with the policy set by the private banks does. They tell the states, arrest certain X number of men, whether they're innocent or guilty, and you get more funds.
Absolutely.
Now you don't even yell at your wife. You still get arrested. They say grab X number of children or you don't get your funds. Vaccinate certain number of children or you don't get your funds. They literally have bounties on getting us into prison, getting us into the psychiatric system. This is how they're engineering society.
And allowing our communities to deteriorate in order to get federal funds. You're absolutely right, Alex. I mean, the system is a self-cannibalizing system.
It's openly set up to dehumanize us and turn us into mindless animals.
Yes.
It is engineered that way. Thank you for the call, Tim. Who's up next here? Shane in Texas, go ahead.
Yes, I just had a very brief question regarding the way that the the World Bank is operated.
The new guy who's going to be probably get the job, Mr. I guess your name's got to have Wolf in it. Yeah, go ahead.
I was just curious. I understand that the Federal Reserve is a private bank. Is that the same type of thing that the World Bank is, or is that a different type of organization?
Well, it is a private bank, the Federal Reserve is, and so is the World Bank. The World Bank and the IMF are funded by over 200 member nations, but the lion's share of the funding comes from the United States of America. And the self-same modus operandi by which the Fed operates, so does the World Bank IMF. That is, they create money out of nothing at all, get people addicted to it, and enslave you.
And then they back up that fiat currency by the military, and then they tell client countries, let these private corporations take control of your assets, or we won't give you more money.
That's it.
Totally criminal. Anything else?
No, that's it. Thank you very much.
Good call. Thank you. I appreciate it. Nathan in Tennessee. Nathan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Yes, sir.
It's always an honor to talk with you.
Thank you.
Real quick, I just have a comment about China. I took a welding class here at a local community college, and just to give you an idea of how much steel has increased in price because of China buying it all up,
mm-hmm.
We were buying 20-foot bars, and they were 2 inches wide and a quarter inch thick for $20 last year before April, I think, and the price went up to $36 in less than a month.
You're absolutely correct. I mean, there's a tremendous trade imbalance with China right now. We're $124 billion in a trade deficit with China. Imports from China
is up 35%. That's only China.
Absolutely. And steel, China's consuming 27% of the world's steel, including the steel that came out of the World Trade Center before forensic science had a chance to go over it and find out why did it collapse. But don't worry, we'll see a lot of that steel back here in this country in the form of imported cars from China in the very near future.
Yeah, they're now getting into cars.
Absolutely.
But quickly, just the what that had actually done locally on the local small business level. That increased prices so much in steel that, like, little businesses that weld together, like, trailers and stuff like that, it's actually put, like, all those small businesses out. Like, they can't afford to buy
steel. No, I hear you.
Anymore.
I appreciate the call. And that's a big part of this. The globalists, openly with George Bush as the ambassador, with Nixon, made the deal with the Chinese to use them with their slave labor, to leverage out all the free market companies and corporations in the West, and then only select corporations are allowed to do the lion's share of business. They then use that as economic warfare to consolidate, and that's now the process we're seeing the end results of. Andre?
That's characteristic of any cartel. You're absolutely right.
And so really it's an oligopoly. But then if you look at the select corporations, they're all interlocking directorates. It's truly a monopoly.
Absolutely. I characterize it as a global hegemonic plutocracy operated by neoconservatives as the poodles in government to pull all this off.
Who are just a front minions will be discarded later with a counter-revolutionary false left-wing movement to be engineered after the collapse.
Absolutely.
All right, let's go ahead and talk to Russell in Florida. Russell, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Pleasure to talk to you both and an honor. Excellent show today, Andre and Alex. Andre, question for you, and I'd like Alex to comment as well. We know that there's going to be an economic turmoil ahead, and we know there's going to be probably financial disaster. What do you both recommend you invest in or how to protect your assets?
I'll just say this first. Get out of debt. Get a piece of property with a shack on it in the country. Have water filter, storable foods. Have information. Have friends. Have firearms. Get some gold. Get some silver. And basically have an escape route. Andre?
Well, you need to know where you are in the business cycle. Right now, the business cycle, I believe, in terms of securities, they're at the crest right now. And when commodities begin to outperform securities, you know that the business cycle is about ready to flip. So right now, energy is up 70%, base metals are up 30 to 40%, and that's where I would be. That's where I would put my money. Also, I would hedge further devaluation of the dollar by, you know, maybe acquiring some euros on the currency exchange market. These are all things that I would do. Ultimately, I would try to buy a little piece of land out in the country somewhere.
Yeah, Andre, I would say this. I mean, morally, I'm not going to invest in euros. I'm not going to invest in offense, which they call defense. I am not going to invest in the energy stocks. Call me stupid. I mean, I know I'd be making huge profits.
Absolutely. That was the question.
But I'm not going to do it.
And
well, no,
I understand. You're a conscientious investor. You're an investor activist, and that's the level that everybody's going to have to get to. But ultimately, as you said, I mean, get yourself out of debt as quickly as possible.
Oh, I know. You were just, mechanically answering the question.
Absolutely.
I mean, you're right. I mean, invest in biometrics. I said that 5 years ago. Invest in evil, and you'll do quite nicely. Everything else won't do well. Who's up next? Mike in Arizona. Go ahead and hit me. Go ahead.
Good afternoon.
Yes,
I really enjoy this program. I was reading a book here. It's called The Zionist Connection by Dr. Alfred Lilienthal, and he's talking about the Arab oil embargo back in 72 and 73, and there was an article in Psychology Today, and then a little bit after that, then Secretary of Defense James Schlesinger went on one of these weekend talk shows, and he came out and admitted that we needed to avoid another Arab oil embargo to militarily take over the Middle East oil fields for security.
Well, that's all been the stated policy, but let me be clear about the whole Zionist thing. I mean, it's evil Arabs, it's evil Jews, it's evil Germans, it's evil Africans, it's evil people ruling over us. Andre?
I agree with you wholeheartedly. This is not a Jewish conspiracy. This is a money conspiracy, and it's being perpetrated by virtually every ethnic group, the elites in those groups, all over the world, but specifically the oil embargo. You know, we married the Saudis back in 1945 when Roosevelt decided to cut that deal with King Abdulaziz bin Saud. And since then, you know, they've reneged back in 1973. If you remember, there was a naval exercise in the Mediterranean. The United States and Soviet Union had our ships out there, and instead of backing America as they promised that they would do, they started cutting off oil shipments to the United States at a very strategically crucial time. So, you know, we have been engaging the Saudi royals, we've been engaging Vladimir Putin and every other despot on the face of the earth, but what has the American people gotten for it in exchange for these compromises in our foreign policy? Nothing.
That's a key point. A lot of people think we're all part of this. We get something. We don't.
Hey, folks. Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Final segment, Andre Eglishan is our guest. He's written the book, Thieves in the Temple, America Under the Federal Reserve System. If we don't expose this publicly private organization manipulating our economy, creating a system of eternal debt to enslave us, then we're never going to stop the New World Order. And you need to get Thieves in the Temple, my friends. 800-686-2237, 1495. It's a thick book, very well written. bestseller out there, 800-686-2237. Or go to gcnlive.com, click through the shopping cart, and you can find it right there. And Andre's website is talktoandre.com. We're linked through to that at Infowars.com as well. We can't take any more calls here at the end of the show because we're basically out of time. But, Andre, I always enjoy talking to folks. It's good to know there's so many people out there that are concerned, that are upset. I have faith, as you said you do earlier, that we're going to make it out of this if we're aware of who the real terrorists are. And in closing, I'd like to get your take on what really happened on 9/11.
I think 9/11, first of all, was a tragedy of epic proportion. And I think that at the very least we can say that a fertile ground, a fertile breeding environment for the type of despotism to perpetrate these acts of terrorism against people all over the earth has been inadvertently created by our foreign policy. Let me say this. Never in the history of modern construction has a building ever collapsed from fire alone. We just had a towering inferno in Spain about a month ago.
100-foot white flames.
Absolutely, and the building didn't collapse. You should ask yourself, what happened to the wreckage of the Boeing 757 that was supposed to have hit the Pentagon? You know, why was it that NORAD, who knows exactly, even if a crow is flying in every square inch of airspace over this country, why did they lose the airplane that struck the Pentagon after it left Ohio, and it didn't show back up on their radar screens until it got to D.C., and
well,
they were looking for it.
They thought it was part of a drill.
They thought it was part of a drill or something. I mean, you know, come on, people. We need to wake up and start asking the federal government these types of serious
Andre,
questions.
Andre, ask yourself who stands to gain from 9/11. Why would Arabs do this, knowing it would bring down the wrath?
I don't think Arabs had the capability of pulling anything like this off.
Well,
I really don't.
My new film details what really happened on 9/11. We detail what happened to the buildings. We show how they carried out 9/11. And we definitively define how the operation was run.
Mm-hmm.
And that film is Martial Law. Andre, what do you see happening? Give us your forecast for the next few years.
In the next few years, we're going to see a further erosion of the dollar. We're going to see the trend that the euro has been on since November of 2001 continue. The dollar will continue to lose its value. You're going to see a lot of pressure put on governments by internal economic forces to opt out of the dollar as well as all other dollar-related assets. And I think we're going to see an economic collapse in America.
And basically, the globalists have used America to pump up the Ponzi scheme. We're going to be imploded, and out of it, Europe will become preeminent with the power axis with China and Russia.
People have to understand that there are really two Americas. There's us, the American people, and then there's a ruling class oligarchy that really don't care about us. And they're going to make their money, but they're going to destroy us in the process.
They're offshore.
Absolutely.
Amazing. Again, ladies and gentlemen, Thieves in the Temple, America under the Federal Reserve System, 800-686-2237. Or you can also go to gcnlive.com and get the book right there. Andre, I want to have you back up again, and I really want to thank you for coming on the broadcast.
Thank you so much. Anytime, Alex. Thank you.
And I would just add here that I see people waking up everywhere, more and more Andres out there fighting the globalist, and we're better off for him. Take care.
And you're to be credited, and people like you for that.
Well, you too, my friend. God bless you. And all of you can be leaders in this fight against the globalist. I mean, going along with it only ensures they'll win. Fighting it gives us and our children a chance with God's help. So again, I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight central, on the shortwave at 3210 or on your local AM or FM station. And back on Monday, 11 to 2, with rebroadcasts throughout the weekend. Now get out there and take on the New World Order. God bless you all.